Let's just start off with an open-ended one. As you know, it was a big win last night for Donald Trump. And let's start off with, what's your reaction Wednesday morning after last night?
Well, in fact, when we first saw the results coming in last night, we sent out a little tweet that, basically said, look, our base, our normal base is very, very upset with Congress and the way this government's being run. And you take that base and then some, I guess you would call them members of the silent majority, people that have just never really had any interest in voting, that has come out. I basically said, like it or not, Donald Trump is going to be our nominee. And I just think that people have got to get used to it. And, whether you like it or not, he has gotten the excitement going for our party that I haven't seen in years. I mean, John McCain was no excitement. Romney was no excitement. And so this is a spark of excitement that I see. I just hope it will catch on, and I hope that everybody – all the folks that say never Trump will get in their mind, it's either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. And if they want 4 more years of Barack Obama's policy, then stay at home and don't vote. But don't complain about Hillary Clinton.
Gotcha. And I know that you were earlier a supporter of Senator Rubio, but now you are on the Trump train, I guess you would say?
Well, I have not. I'm going to be on the train and sitting as close to the front of that train as I can for whoever our nominee is. And my belief is that that's going to be Donald Trump. And if it's Donald Trump, I'm going to be sitting right there in the engine with him, driving this train as fast as we can. Like you said, Rubio was my first choice. It was not Mr. Trump. It was not Mr. Kasich. It was not Mr. Cruz. But I am perfectly satisfied with who our delegates select. And if it's Mr. Trump, I'm all for it.
Some, Bob Barr was one, some delegates in Georgia were still a little bit, if obviously the first round they would have to, and this was prior to Indiana, but there was a little bit of some talk of some of the delegates perhaps trying to go to other candidates. Go ahead.
Let me just interrupt you there.
Go ahead.
And I know that that's true. And because, even in a third district, my district, I really think that the three delegates were actually Cruz supporters. And even though they may have been down that first round, they could have abstained. But the second round, I just feel like they would have all gone to Cruz. Now, Mr. Cruz has done a great job of working the system as far as Republican politics goes. This has been the system for years. And, Donald Trump, the one thing about him, I don't think he understood the rules of the party because he's not been active in the party. And so, I think Mr. Cruz did a great job. I mean, he got out there and he got those delegates wrapped up for a second or a third round. And, that's what Trump was complaining about, but Trump just didn't effectively use the rules to his benefit. And we all know if you're going to play a game, whether it's a card game or a board game, if you don't know the rules, you're going to lose.
I heard an analyst say that Georgia has been a red state for so long, certainly since 92, that the Republican Party could nominate a paperclip and it would win over a Democratic opponent. Obviously, that's exaggeration, but Georgia is a very red state. Do you think that a Republican, whether it is Trump, do you think a Republican is going to win Georgia in November regardless?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And I truly believe that because, at least from my district where I go, and the people I talk to. In fact, you know, recently I've been, you know, traveling the state and just talking to people everywhere. They are so dissatisfied with the way this government has been run that any kind of change, they're going to vote for that change. And the Republican Party is the only one that's going to give them any type of change, because Hillary Clinton, you know, if you've been listening to her on the stump, I mean, she could be wearing a Barack Obama mask. I mean, it's another 4 years of that.
As a Republican, as a Georgia Republican, and if Trump ends up being the nominee, is there any kind of things that you would give him advice to? Say, hey, you know what? I've been a longtime Republican. I know that you're not a quote-unquote establishment Republican. Here are some tips, or here's some things that I think that perhaps you should keep in mind, or maybe focus on, or improve. Anything that you would, in a hypothetical, give him kind of advice?
Well, no, I mean, my advice to him was to start acting more presidential. And I mean, he can get the crowd roused up, but you know, you got to get through that emotional, that layer of emotional voters. You got to get through that layer of angry voters, and you have to get down to those folks that are looking for solutions to, you know, the economy problems and the other. They're not just voting out of anger or emotion. And, you know, my advice to him is, you know, you've got those first two layers sold up. Now what you got to do is to go get that last layer of these people and make them understand that you understand the policies and that you understand what's going on across the world and the way that this country is being looked at right now. And you've got to restore that. And I would hope that he would try to start restoring some of that with our allies and other, you know, friends of ours across the world, to send them a message of what kind of president he's going to be, and that, you know, he wants to make America great again. And when we make America great again, we will make the world a better place. And so I just think he's got to drill down until he gets to that layer of voters. And if he can ever do that, then, you know, I think it's a slam dunk.
All right. Is there anything else we didn't go over? Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that's good.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time. I know you're a busy person. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. Have a great day.
Yes. All right.
Okay.
Thanks.